This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome to the 15th of January, in which we are recording this live. You may hear it over the weekend, and we do try to make this show as current as possible, especially with everything going on. I am your host, Karen Cataline, and you're listening to Spouting Off. By the way, we do Spouting Off at this point, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Tuesdays and Thursdays are done out of 1590 WSMN, Nashua, New Hampshire. And you don't have to live in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a terrestrial station. It's not only 1590 AM, it's also 95.3 FM. All you got to do is go to my website, Karen Cataline, click on the left button that says Listen Live, and you'll be brought right there to the play, to the player, and you can listen live and call in. We're still putting our call-in numbers there so you can call in, because talk radio, well, I love talk radio in all its many forms. The best talk radio is done with your participation and with live, immediate call-in talk radio. To that end, let me give you the call-in number. So for the first half an hour, I'll be able to take your calls, and I love taking calls. So the number is 888-627-6008. If you've been listening to Spouting Off out of Nashua, New Hampshire, where you're starting to get calls there too. And that's really the goal, is a participational, if that's a word, show. And let me just dive right in. This is, I would say, one of the most historic weeks coming up. Let's put it this way. A week from today, when we do Spouting Off BBS, the BBS edition of Spouting Off, 1 week from today, we ought to know which of the two theories, which of the two narratives are going to prevail one way or the other. Will we be a constitutional republic with the Bill of Rights and our proud tradition of individual liberty, personal responsibility, and the greatest country that has ever existed for human freedom and liberty? Or will we fall to a cabal of one world government socialist communists who want to do the Great Reset and who are now showing us exactly what their beginning attempts are? For the last year, they've been showing us what they think of us, what they think of our small businesses, our hometown restaurants, our hometowns, for that matter, turning a blind eye as cities have been burned and our precious historic monuments that hold some of the keys to our future, to our past, excuse me, which they detest, and all manner of attack on the United States of America. What's the best way to attack this great land? Well, attack its deeply held principles and beliefs. Attack the Constitution and the Bill of Rights directly. Is there really any of our Bill of Rights, which our founders saw as our God-given rights, not handed to us by better men than ourselves? No, nobody's better than us. Nobody's better than you. How about that? Nobody's better than you. We have been living in a matrix for so long that people who are celebrities, people who are on national television, things that come out of national news rather than local news are somehow better. People who've amassed a lot of money are somehow better. People who have amassed power or political office or celebrity or movie stardom or any of that, they are somehow better. What we are finding out is that some, not all, but a doggone lot of them are among the most evil and corrupt of people. And I believe we're going to find evidence of that out. It's not a very well stated sentence. If I were writing this, I would edit it for sure. We're going to find that evidence and way more. So let's get into, if we can, the two narratives that I am talking about. All right? Now, I'm going to refer to a piece, and a lot of this is highly controversial, but that's nothing new. We've been in a highly controversial mode since long before the fraud of what has of how the coronavirus has been used to shut down our liberties, shut down our businesses, and shut down our lives. I do believe that it was used for that purpose. So there is an article, and I usually don't do this, but there's a lot of people that are anxious and worried. And so they're scouring the internet, which is being shut down bit by bit by bit, information that certainly social media, the censorship is on steroids, and they have just begun. Jack Dorsey was just caught on tape letting people know by his own staff, mind you. Some of his own staff became whistleblowers and taped him as he said that, oh, this is just the beginning. We're going to completely shut down anybody who disagrees with us and then call it hate speech. That's why the whole idea of hate speech is such a preposterous notion. That means you get punished for your thoughts rather than your actions. And mind you, let's not punish anybody's actions like rioting, looting, stealing, burning, and raping and maiming. That's okay if you are doing so on behalf of the right, the correct, politically correct side of the mob. Anyway, this piece that I want to direct you to is called Situation Update, January 14th, 2020, An Astonishing Theory, FEMA and the U.S. Military Will Save America at its final hour. Now, if you are savvy enough to listen to Spouting Off and other talk radio programs, then you know that this is new, that not news to you, that there are two narratives running as to how this is going to play out on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2021. As far as I'm concerned, Wednesday or before Wednesday will tell the tale. We've only been speculating about this since before the 2020 presidential reelection campaign of Donald Trump and the 2020 campaign in general began. Before that, we've been watching a concerted effort to destroy Donald Trump. Not just to defeat him, but to destroy him, to pound him into dust. And among the many things the leftist deep state, and you know what, it isn't just the left, it's the right. It's people who claim to be Republicans, and it's even people who have been exposed as traitors, and maybe they're not. So we're talking about double agents, triple agents, quadruple agents, or whatever. I mean, it's, you know, Tom Clancy couldn't possibly write a novel like this. But this article kind of lays out for you what one or both of the theories are. Okay? Two competing theories. And I was glad that they wrote this. This is Mike Adams, who I have definitely taken issues with over time. I've found him to be not always credible. But that doesn't mean that people who aren't always credible aren't credible some of the time, unless you're talking about the mainstream media, in which they are always not credible because they're pushing a complete false narrative, in my estimation. So Mike Adams writes, for once, he usually does a lot of videos on naturalnews.com. He writes that there are two competing theories for the outcome of the rigged 2020 election. He does what the left does, and I agree this time. If you knew nothing about election fraud, but all you did is watch the left as they have tried to put down any questions about the election, any investigation about the election, just like we weren't allowed to question whether coronavirus was maybe just a very bad flu, except for those who are highly vulnerable, who are highly elderly and have many other health problems anyway, which is exactly who dies from the flu. But if you dared to question this coronavirus mask, the whole narrative, you not only are a traitor, you deserve to be deplatformed, but you're going to kill grandma. We've seen it. We've heard it. None of this ever makes it to the same corrupt media that's reporting it. And there are people for a long time have said, you know, they've been feeding us a load of crap. Now, I don't usually talk like that, but, you know, you got to place it where it is. They're feeding us a load of horse pucky. So here's what Mike Adams says. There are two competing theories for the outcome of the rigged 2020 election. In one outcome, Trump has given up, Biden will be sworn in, and the United States of America will be plunged into a communist-controlled authoritarian police state that silences conservative dissent. Is that a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen? No, we're watching it already. We're watching it already. If you had been told a year ago that we would be right here, right now, with people you elected to be your governor, your mayor, your county commissioner, and that if they are part of the deep state, they're the left, they're colluding with communists, they're going to shut down your business and tell you it's for your own good. They're going to tell you you can't make a living. You have to go on the public dole because it's for your own good. They're going to tell you you have to wear a rag on your face because it's for your own good. Meanwhile, it'll make you sicker. It'll make you breathe your own carbon dioxide, and it will muzzle you and cause you to hand over your God-given freedoms and your individuality. Would you believe me? Would you believe me if I said that? I don't think so. You would have, maybe some people would have called that a conspiracy theory. And guess what? We're living in the age of some conspiracy theories come true. So when we get back, I'm going to continue to spout off because I can. I still invite you to call in if you care to. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. When we come back, we'll talk more about the other theory of what could happen on Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Stay tuned. This is Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off here on the great BBS network. The what do they call that? Oh, yes, the flagship of Spouting Off. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm so glad you're along. If you'd like to hear a podcast of this edition of Spouting Off, or you'd like to hear a repeat of it, you'll be able to hear it on K-Star Radio Network. Over the weekend, it gets repeated, and then it will appear on my website as well as bbsradio.com, who they're doing so well right now that They're constantly getting cyber attacks. You see, you should wear that as a badge of courage, and I think the Newsom brothers do. Let's continue, if I may, with the other theory that patriots are hoping, praying every day that this happens. Now, there's evidence to suggest it could, but until it does, we have to keep our own counsel, as I keep saying. We have to be very discerning and try to have a good weekend. By the way, the precursor to some of this is a lot of what we are continually being told, and that is that Trump would be deplatformed, he would be censored. Well, he is the president of the United States. He's being censored from his own constituents. You know, there was a time when that would have been outrageous, horrific, and people would have had pitchforks. Now, I'm not suggesting that they do that, but today it's kind of like, ho-hum, no big deal. Okay, they're censoring the president of the United States, but it's no big deal because we don't like him anyway. Well, the truth is a whole bunch of people like him, way more than the media would have you believe. So let's go into a little bit what the second theory is. Oh, the other thing, sorry, I got to say, I knew there were two things I was going to tell you. And that is that Trump is declassifying loads and loads of information, things we've been dying to know for a long time, and they are starting to tumble out. We will talk about some of that with Richard Manning, our guest at the bottom of the hour. He's a wealth of information, and we may still be able to take your calls if you wish. So here's the other theory, and that is that the United States is in a military coup against illegal. This I'm reading directly from this article because it's important, and in his words, it's his words, in a military coup against illegal civilian traitors, and that a combination of FEMA and the military will actually save America rather than enslave it. Now, if you have been listening to some alternate videos that have been passed around, and people are terrified. I sure hope we're not being played by these people like Simon Parks and Charlie Ward, who, when I listen to Charlie Ward, I know he's not an American. These are British subjects, and you can hear subjects, not citizens, but subjects. But they are lovers of liberty, and they are people of faith, and they have a lot of good information if you believe it. I'm presenting it that way because I don't know, but it's worth listening to, and anybody who tells you you're not allowed to listen, you're not allowed to hear an alternate opinion, that should be your first clue that they have something to hide. That used to be a cornerstone belief in the United States of America, but there's been a lot of brainwashing going on that somehow ideas are more dangerous than actions. So let's see, you can riot in the streets, but how dare you hear something we don't want you to hear? That is cult-like, insane behavior. That on its face should let you know who's telling the truth and who's not. That doesn't mean this is going to go down the way they say it will. But if you have not been watching Simon Parks, and he just took off along with a lot of others, and there's a lot of controversy about him and whether he is a good guy or a bad guy. Is he telling the truth? Is he stringing us along? And here's part of what he's saying. He's saying that he absolutely expects Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States, though it may not happen on Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Maybe they're going to have to roll out the case so that people can see the evidence that the Congress and the deep state refused to allow them to see. Again, some people are vociferously defending the fact that the election was won fair and square, but they are desperately trying to shut other people down from putting out actual videos, actual evidence, actual signed affidavits. None of that matters when you're trying to shut up the opposition. That's what happens in communist countries. That's what happens in authoritarian countries. And it is hardly a conspiracy theory to recognize that that is the other narrative. That is what these people intend to do. And I know I may have said this before, but if you knew nothing else, but you knew that the Democrat Party claims to be taking complete power in the United States of America, the trifecta of political power in the United States on the federal level, the House, the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, and the executive branch, as well as the ability to pack the courts so they could have the judicial branch as well. Pack the courts, not just the Supreme Court, but all the rest. And if you knew all that, but you knew nothing else, you'd have to ask yourself why they should be celebrating in the streets and dancing all the way to their new bribe, okay? Because this is what they've always wanted. They're on the precipice, supposedly, of getting everything they wanted. And yet, what have they been spending their time doing? Impeaching a president for a narrative that has not only not been proven yet, that Donald Trump incited violence on January 6th, which is hilarious since everybody watched and heard what he said, but that there is some evidence to suggest that it was planned weeks in advance by the henchman or the muscle end of the Democrat Party, a perfect example of a Reichstag fire, meaning we create the crisis, then the impetus for doing all the stuff we really want to do is in the crisis we created. Sound familiar? Coronavirus. Now, our own people sent our tax money to the Wuhan lab. I don't know what happened there, but I sure know who's benefiting from it. We've had the Democrats for an entire year during an election claiming we had to have mail-in ballots. We had to shut down businesses in order to shut down the economy to make Trump look like a fool, which is they're always trying to do, and still have not succeeded because people who are loyal to Trump not only see what he's trying to do, but they're beginning to see that he has been playing not just two-dimensional chess, three-dimensional chess, but possibly, I don't know, four or five-dimensional chess if this turns out to be the narrative. And as I say, we're going to find that out in less than a week. We're taping this on January 15th. We will find out one way or the other. Because as far as I'm concerned, if Joe Biden is inaugurated, president of these United States, it's over. That means the first narrative was true. Trump gave up. He rolls over. And he basically hands this country to the communist dogs. That's what it says. Because why? Because the military will then answer to a new commander-in-chief. Now, people that you know and respect, even, I don't know how much I respect him, but even the MyPillow guy says he's seen the evidence, and he says under no circumstances will Joe Biden become the next president of the United States. All I can do is hope and pray he's right, because never have the stakes. It's not even stakes. It's one or the other. It's a zero-sum game. It's liberty or tyranny. The people that I have lost some respect for, who called for Donald Trump to concede this election, actually believe that this will be America after this Democrat Party, fraught with communists, socialists, and Satanists, will somehow allow a two-party system and allow a Republican ever to darken the door of the White House again. Do they actually believe that? Are they that blind that they don't see what these people have done to this country, not just in the last year, but in the last several decades, indoctrinating children, demeaning everything we hold dear, including the five pillars of the First Amendment. It is astounding that people who are not corrupt themselves, people that I know, not corrupt themselves, but they believe that it would have been the honorable thing to do for Donald Trump to concede because, oh, you know, it looks bad. You know, it looks like he's so egotistical that he just can't stand to lose. And if he would just concede, then we'll get him next time in 2022. I am flabbergasted that people who've been in politics for decades think that. I'm flabbergasted, I tell you. And all of us will have to, including me, take a deep breath and watch it unfold together. This is it. This is the Luke and Laura wedding times 947,000. This is what all of this has been leading up to. Now, I didn't give you much about the other theory. And there's a lot to it, ladies and gentlemen. Some of it, I find it incredibly outlandish. And other parts of it make total sense. And that is that the attack really, the fight is really not just, but about the central banking system. The central banking system is what wants to take on, wants to do the global reset because the world banking system is going bankrupt. So what do? They collude with all these communists and socialists are going to force people to all, they're going to force poverty on all of us, force wealth redistribution mostly to them, which they've been doing for a long time, the central bankers. And I don't know about all that very well. I mean, I think I know about a little bit of personal finance, but when it comes to international finance, I hear this stuff and I think, damn, I'm dumb. I don't know a lot of this stuff. I've heard it for years as a conspiracy theory. I've heard about the gold standard, for example, and that Nixon took us off the gold standard, and that some people have said that that's the key to stopping printing money. Again, not a very well stated sentence. That's the key to stopping the nonstop printing of money so that they can keep themselves out of bankruptcy or to reset everything. Nevertheless, there's that, and to expose the traitors who've sold our country out to China and other countries, to expose the election fraud, to expose the coronavirus fraud, all of it. We just want to know the truth. The other side wants to cover the truth. We want to know the truth. Whatever it is, those people need to be prosecuted, and I don't care where it leads. And I know my fellow conservatives want that too. So we're going to take a short pause. When we come back, we will continue this conversation with Richard Manning and possibly your calls, if you care to call, 888-627-6008. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being along. And we're going to take a pause. We'll be right back. You're listening to Karen Cataline and Spouting Off.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at KstarRadioNetwork.com.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I am your host, Karen Cataline, and I am delighted to bring on the program somebody I've had the pleasure of interviewing on other shows when I fill in for lots of other hosts, including Alan Nathan. And I'm particularly happy to have him on my home show, Spouting Off. His name is Richard Manning. He likes to be known as Rick Manning, a D.C. insider who frequents the White House where he meets with President Trump, VP Pence, can't wait to talk to him about Pence, and other high-level officials on a regular basis in his capacity as the President of Americans for Limited Government. Welcome to Spouting Off, Rick Manning.
Hey, Karen, how are you doing? And obviously my meeting in the White House time is come to an end, at least for 4 years. So it's I'm going to have to change the intro because I don't want anybody to think I'm meeting in the White House in the post Trump world.
So that leads us to
my marks on my character.
Hey, Rick. So let's first say I'm going to assume that you know that there's an alternate narrative running around, rumors, narratives, whatever, that something different is going to happen on Wednesday, January 20th, than most people expect. It sounds like you expect Joe Biden to be inaugurated on January 20th. Is that correct?
I do. I expect that to occur, and it's a. Right. And let me. I'll give you the exact reasons why.
Please.
The impeachment that the House did had nothing to do with anything other than ensuring that the president leaves office. Okay, and if an alternative scenario played out, the Senate would take that and within 14 seconds would do a conviction and it would be over. So when you get down to it, I don't think there's no political will amongst the legislative branch to stand up and do anything. And as a result, given that the president has been impeached under false pretenses in a snap impeachment without any hearings or any facts available, but that does have the effect of creating a jeopardy that doesn't exist otherwise.
Okay, so let's delve into this a little more because there's so much misinformation. We're in uncharted territory. People are learning things about the Constitution they never knew, never thought they'd need to know, but we need to know.
I'll tell you a secret. Me too.
Don't they? What'd you say?
I'll tell you a secret. Me too.
All of us. Yeah. Anybody who thinks they'd... I mean, I know constitutional attorneys are going, I'm going to have to consult with people on this. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I have heard, though, and because I thought that same thing, that the Senate would have to have a two-thirds vote to convict Is that not correct?
No, that's true.
Do you think two-thirds of the Senate already controlled very, very razor-thin margin? We all know that Lynn Cheney, that turncoat, Liz Cheney would vote to convict based on nothing, based on false evidence. But I just don't know if two-thirds of the Senate would vote to convict. Well, and I'm not suggesting this is how it will play out either.
Yeah, well, I will tell you that you had a proxy vote, and that was the vote on whether to extend the time in terms of the electoral decision for 10 days so the Senate could determine the validity of the fraud claims and do an independent investigation into that. And there were not 34 senators who voted to do that.
Yeah, but so, that doesn't mean that they would vote to convict.
Well, what it means is on something that was a simple ask, which is let's just take a look at the voter fraud. Mm-hmm. There weren't 34 Republican senators who said, let's take a look at the voter fraud. So and I'm just giving you practical Washington, D.C. considerations. I'm not talking about what's desirable and what's not desirable.
I know.
But just to be clear, but, you know, you're asking, I sit here, I look at stuff, I say what's doable and what's not doable. Mm-hmm. I think the challenge is that right now the president has an impeachment hanging over his head, and Mitch McConnell can go to him and say, well, you know, the moving van either arrives or today or it arrives tomorrow, but it's going to arrive.
But he's not, he's not being impeached for, I mean, oh my, let's back up a little here, okay,
yeah.
Rick?
And I'm not, because, by the way, I'm not advocating that, once again.
Oh, I know.
Okay, I'm just trying to talk about what would happen in real Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but see, you know, it's funny because you are the perfect guest to have this particular show, because I've been ranting, not personally at you by any stretch, but people who I know who are longtime Washington insiders, and they're using their knowledge that I don't have. I mean, I ran for a House seat once.
Right.
A state house seat once. That's the extent of my, you know, political, that end of it. I'm a commentator, right? And they seem to be, present company excluded, more disconnected from the phenomenally different sea change we are in the current times. That did you ever think you'd see what's happened in the last year? So what makes anybody think this is a normal period of time in American history?
It is not a normal period of time in American history. It is unlike anything I've ever seen. It is, and truthfully, this is one of the reasons why the House and Senate refused to evaluate the electors, because everybody is off their moorings. Everybody is sitting there, they're adrift, because there aren't anchors that they can grab onto, because what we've witnessed is the most massive theft of an election in American history. We've seen, and because it was so widespread, you couldn't say, if you correct this one state, it gets fixed. Because you had to correct three states, no one state, no one delegation would say, we're going to take responsibility for it, because they had no expectation that anybody else would do so, and they weren't going to stick out like a sore thumb, because politicians, by definition, are cowards. They are. Mm-hmm. They operate at the whim of the voters, which they should do.
Wait a second.
In that instance, it worked against us because they were afraid of the social media onslaught that those brave members are being subjected to right now, as they're being called traitors and having engaged in sedition for having stood up and said, we want to have fair, we want to make sure the elections were fairly held.
Rick, I've just got to just step in here a minute, just because I love debate.
I love it. This is great.
Or I would not be a talk show host. You know, I don't just have guests on to have them talk. And no, but I'm saying I love your point of view. I love that you're sharing it. But when you said they serve at the whim of the voters, I just went, hold on. When I was talking about the unprecedented nature of history right now, part of the core of that is that the electeds, wherever they are, the great many of them are not serving at the whim of the voters. They are serving at the in opposition to what the voters voted for. They're serving in opposition of the Constitution, and they have become dictators, not servants. So they don't anymore do that. They have an agenda. They're pushing the Great Reset and all the rest of it. And so anybody who thinks, and I don't know that you do, we haven't gotten there yet, thinks there's going to be a fair election in 2022, 24, 26, 28, is fooling themselves if we don't put an end to this right now.
That's certainly been my argument. It's been my argument from November 6 on. It's that clearly there, or November 3 on, that clearly that what was at stake is the future of fair and honest elections. And given the massive vote fraud that occurred, we had a responsibility to get to the bottom of it, because for two reasons. Number one, massive vote fraud occurred, and cheaters shouldn't prosper. But secondly, and most importantly, if massive vote fraud did not occur, then there had to be a fair, thorough evaluation. There had to be court cases that actually heard the evidence, so people knew that the system, while they didn't feel comfortable with it, at least the system had taken a look at it. And the truth is, the system never took a look at it. They denied it, and they refused to do so. And that's why people rightfully have questions about whether or not their vote counts. Having said that, and quite honestly, it is the you probably realize from our various conversations that I'm relatively thoughtful in terms of trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B.
Yes.
And if I don't believe that a pathway is possible, I would rather close my organization down than to pursue something that is fraudulent.
Okay.
And so I have had that conversation in my head about how we get from point A to point B.
Yes.
And I still believe that the process, that our system is, there's no doubt our system is broken. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that our system is beyond repair. And while it is going to be really hard to repair it, I think we can still do that. And I'm just not at the point where I'm willing to give up on this country as we know it at this juncture. And but trust me, the things you're saying have been kept. I've had many sleepless nights.
Right, we all have. But you misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting we're giving up on the country. I'm suggesting that the best time, I don't think you disagree with what I'm about to say, the best time to stop communism is before it takes hold. I've had people who lived it and who have said that to me in no uncertain terms. Everything must be done to stop it from taking hold, especially when it is garnered through lying, cheating, stealing, and deceit.
Which is usually how it is garnered. And yes, that is exactly right.
Of course.
Hugo Chavez ends up in control of Venezuela, there's never another fair election, and no matter what happens.
Using the same Dominion servers sprung on us.
100%
Such an interesting conversation. I really enjoy talking to Rick Manning. He's agreed to stay with us for one more segment, which will wrap up the show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about, we'll have a little more of that debate and discussion, because I haven't given up hope before Inauguration Day, not after. I'm not ready to even go there yet. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off, and this is our flagship BBS Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back. I'm always wondering if there's another bumper there, but I think that bumper is perfect. We don't need a second one. Earth, you know, hello, Doug. We are talking to Rick Manning, who is the president of Americans for Limited Government. And it's so fascinating. We're having the kind of conversation that people are having around their dinner tables, we hope, particularly conservatives who love this country, who love liberty, who love limited government, that we've gone well past a long time ago. Thanks for staying with us, Rick Manning.
My pleasure. This is exactly the conversation we need to have in America, particularly in the conservative world, where we have to figure out how to win this country back.
Right. So let's go back to something you said. It's not that I'm going to try to convince you, but I do want to just point out real quickly, and then we'll move to, a question to see how much you've heard about the alternate narrative that you think could happen if you just think it's impossible to happen, is that when you mentioned January 6th and that the Congress, Senate, and so forth gave up the opportunity to even investigate, and in your bio it does say that you worked with Vice President Pence. One of the alternate narratives is that this was planned for weeks in advance and that this was a sting operation. This was a sting operation in order to find out who was committed to an honest election and who was not. Because if you would vote for something you know is fraudulent, then you may be possibly in jeopardy of being arrested, just like Nancy Pelosi. What about trying to take the nuclear codes away from a United States president is not sedition. So you got to catch people in the crime before you arrest them. You can't say, I think you were going to do this. And a lot of people, and maybe it's wishful thinking, I'd spot you that, believe that a lot of this is happening in order to catch the bad guys in exactly committing the crimes we've thought they were always up to, and then some. What do you think about that as a possibility?
You know, I hope that that's true.
So do I.
I don't think it is. Okay, and once again, it may be just me being practical in some respects, but the challenge is this, and Washington, D.C. is a small town. Joe Biden has 40 years of relationships with a bunch of senators, right? Yeah. And they're all in the same fraternity, sorority, combined, you know, gym. They all sit in the same sauna, okay? Mm-hmm. And as a result, because the system, and this is the swamp, is so deep, it's not a partisan swamp. It is a bipartisan swamp.
Oh, no, no question.
Makes it so difficult to get rid of.
But what makes you think they have the power anymore? They were given the power to do the right thing, and they refused.
Well, the question then becomes, if those, for that to be true, what would have to happen is the president would have to invoke the Insurrection Act or something of the sort, mm-hmm. and would have, and then order for the arrest of certain individuals who had engaged in seditious behavior,
mm-hmm. and which they have.
I'm not debating that. I agree.
Right.
And so he would have to do that, and he would have to have the enforcement of the people who enforce the law mm-hmm. to do what he said.
What about 150,000 National Guard in Washington, D.C. Thinks that may not be possible to say Nothing of the fact. Do you think this is a president who would do that if it saved the country from world communism, saved us all from communism and a crackdown of censorship in this country, the likes of which we've never seen, and it gets worse from there?
I don't know. First of all, let me, Karen, honest. I agree with it, what you said at the end in terms of what the outcome is of a Biden presidency and how bad it is. I do not know what the president might do. I don't know what his advisors are telling him. There aren't 150,000 National Guard in D.C. There's probably 10. But it's and I was down there yesterday walking the streets. And I have to tell you, it's scary. It's actually scary down there.
Why?
Because it's Mexico City 1984 in many respects.
Okay, explain, but, if you would.
I'm not used to walking down Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., with people dressed in full battle gear standing on the corners.
Right.
Okay, the only time I've ever seen that, and I saw it when right after the riots around the White House, the Antifa-inspired riots around the White House. To some extent. I saw it right after 9/11. Right after 9/11, we had a lot of military on corners, 9/12 and 9/13, for about a week. Mm-hmm. And they had perimeters set up around the White House where you couldn't go inside of those perimeters. But by and large, the places where you see that are places that are third world countries that fear their people.
That should let me just say, I know where you're going with that. That should tell you, and I think you know, that this is much bigger than the United States election. This is, we have heard that Italy is involved, Britain, Germany, the communist Chinese, NATO countries were involved in the stealing of our election and defrauding American citizens of their vote. Have you heard of the 2018 executive order that Donald Trump signed about election fraud and putting us in a state of emergency?
I have, and it's an interesting point, because the big lie on the Russiagate stuff.
Yes.
What the left did is they said Russia, Russia, Russia. Donald Trump is an illegitimate president.
Yeah.
And then they used Chinese money and various intelligence sources between then, European intelligence sources along with our own, from 2016 through 2019 to try to take down the president. And then they used, and it appears as though they used foreign governments to manipulate votes. So we live in, like I say, unprecedented times.
Right, and let me just stop you there.
And the fact is, our founders set this up, so you could, in fact, under those circumstances, why Congress had the final say.
Right.
They could, in fact, react and stop a foreign power from taking over our country.
Right. So, Rick, it's interesting because we've just talked about Donald Trump, who quietly signed that executive order in 2018, right during the impeachment trial where he was accused whichever millions of attacks were put on him. I don't know if it was the Mueller investigation. It was probably the impeachment. No, impeachment was in 2019.
Yeah, it was during the middle of the Mueller, the end of the Mueller.
Mueller about foreign interference in our elections.
Right.
And Donald Trump, that is one great example of how he hoisted them by their own petard. It looked to anybody who heard about that executive order that he was rolling over for the bad guys, right? And now we're finding that he's going to apply that to them, the people who really are guilty of it. We only have 90 seconds, and I just enjoy talking to you, especially your honesty, your integrity. You call it like you see it, and if it's a disagreement, that's what makes it great radio. Tell everybody how they can find you, follow you, and you know what? Less than a week, we'll find out. I'll have you back on.
And let's do that. That's a you can get to us at getliberty.org. And let me just ask people to do a simple thing. Because of the banning of the ability to reach people on places like Parler and the like,
yeah,
it's really time for people to say, I want to find out what's really going on and get honest analysis of what's going on. So I would urge anybody to go there and subscribe to our free newsletter.
Okay,
I got to
wrap it up.
Day.
I'm sorry. End of the show. Rick Manning, thank you. We will talk again, I promise. Go to his website. That wraps it for Spouting Off. In 1 week's time, less than, we will know which narrative this country's going. Have a wonderful week. Thanks to BBS Radio. Thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that, a small soap dish. And tune in next week when there'll be, a lot to spout off about here on Spouting Off.